Okay, we're going.
We're going to be starting.
Scary times.
Oh, it's not scary. We do this every day. Don't start crying yet, hon.
An emotional night because
Master Noah's being a bitch. Comes naturally to him.
How deep do I go into this?
I didn't get the answer I wanted, like... Would you like a blowjob?
I would never call you.
No, you won't even give me a fucking ring. Sink looks fabulous where it is now. I love you.
Oh, wow.
And actually, we're broadcasting from our dungeon. This show is about all kinds of education.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be judged. And we're going to talk, trying to change people's mind. I believe that everybody's kink deserves to be respected.
We are not psychiatrists, psychologists.
No. Being a boy is more than just being submissive, I feel. It has to be... A truly symbiotic relationship for it to work. Leather man or leather sir or leather master or leather boy is supposed to pass on their leather.
The lady on the other end goes, do you know that's called kidnapping?
Yes.
I said, well, maybe you better get here soon.
I'm horny now.
Wolf and hello, everybody. Welcome to another weekend. Why is that shock, everyone?
No drinking and bus riding.
No, I said no drinking and driving. We were not driving the bus.
At first, you had the look on your face like, oh, shit, the toilet crashed. You did think that. So did I, Master.
The soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio. Good, clean controversy.
Well, we're back. Yeah, and I was talking a little bit about transgender rights. And that can be, you know, I'll be honest, that was really hard for me to, for years, to accept that I'd actually even fight for. Because I never really understood transgender individuals. And I guess the only way to understand and respect someone like that is to spend time with them. I know it's been a great part of our family. We haven't seen them in a while. But like the twins, the Tartlett twins. Because you find out, just because someone's going through transition, they're still great people, and they still be wonderful.
So, are you saying that you felt that you had some prejudice towards that, or
you just no? Just I didn't understand it. I never really had prejudice against it, but I didn't understand that it was something I would be willing to fight for their rights. And you almost have to spend time with people to of that type. I think to kind of respect, for me anyway, to gain that respect for them, and to understand. I mean. No one would ever put themselves, their body, through that unless they were truly serious about it. And it was...
Yeah, I mean, that is a lot. I mean, just the hormone replacement.
Just doing the hormones alone, yeah.
That's pretty whacked up. I like my cock way too much to ever do that.
Oh, me too.
I do. But, I mean, I can kind of... like.
But it's interesting,
I agree with you. It is... You know what? Now I'm kind of trying to think about it. It is actually difficult to kind of fathom that, isn't it?
Unless you spend time around somebody like that. Yeah, and you see what they're going through, and then you understand it. And some of it's interesting to their cock. I know a lot of them that go through all the hormones and everything. That's the one thing they decide not to do.
Is get their penis cut off? Okay.
And in a society that hopefully is becoming a little bit more... non-gender specific, should that really matter?
Well,
should they be allowed? Should it be okay if they have big, beautiful boobs and also have a big cock? Because there may be somebody out there, for instance.
But the point, if they feel like a female, though, are they going to want to even bother using that penis? You know what I mean? If you're identifying as a female, as your gender role,
right?
Would you be a lesbian then? Yeah. Oh, see, this is hard.
It gets hard, but that's why the best term is non-gender specific.
Yeah, I think that you are correct.
Does a gender really mean anything? I mean, think about
these. Gender does mean something. It does define us, though.
But should it?
Well, of course it should.
What about people that are born with both? What are they called? Hermaphrodites.
Hermaphrodites?
Hermaphrodites. Yes, hermaphrodites. Whatever
like
it is.
That, yeah.
Should they remove one of them to become fully the other one?
They don't have a choice. That choice is made for them, unfortunately.
In the past it was as babies when they were born, but now they don't.
They pick.
They don't now. The parents may have the option to.
Right.
But a doctor will not insist it happens.
Mm-hmm.
They may be born and as a parent may say, you know what? That's not my decision to make.
But most parents are not doing it. The odd thing is the commercials have sound. That's odd. Somebody is trying to listen to our show, and I just got totally sidetracked. He said he can hear the commercials. He can't hear us. That is odd.
Oh, weird. I didn't see that.
He's private messaging me.
Oh.
But what I'm finding... What the hell were we just talking about? Oh, the most parents...
Hermaphrodites.
They really want to do what's best for their children. Like, I mean, really, it's not... Well, most parents.
And in the past, I think a parent thought was best for their children as little as 10 years ago compared to, like, say, today, that has changed.
Really?
You don't think it has?
Think what has?
The whole, as far as sexuality and the outlook of that.
Do I think it's changed from how many years
ago? Even 10 years ago.
That's kind of evident, I would say, by the way society is moving forward.
I can send you clips of what they said about gay people 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And we can listen, we've listened to them together and laughed our ass off. They really?
Oh, yeah.
They really said that about us?
Yeah. So are you
and
saying
that? And some of the idiots still say it, but most of them don't. I mean, they've changed their tune. But or we would hear when we were with all these cases that were going on with DOMA, what some of these idiots would say, these right-wing conservative religious right would say, and they were repeating what was said 10 years ago, and I was like, wow.
Oh, that was awesome. No, it was. Are you talking about the one that when he went in front of the
Baptists? Yeah, or the one in front of the Supreme Court?
Supreme Court. It wasn't 10 years ago. He took what was happening for civil rights 50 years ago.
Right. I know, but I'm saying though, you hear what people said about us 10 years ago compared to now, and it's changed. And I think parents have changed. I think, you know, I think if a child was born that way, give my own experience. I mean, if one of my children would have been born that way 25 years ago.
You would have had to make a decision.
I would have made a decision.
What would you have chosen? That's
I don't know.
That's good
a hard
question.
Because you never know. I mean...
And what if you chose wrong?
Exactly.
Oh,
and that's what you
that's
found
heavy.
Out.
That's heavy.
And you found out, you've talked to people that have gone through transition. That's happened. I've seen those shows on TV like that.
Annabelle, a great novel about a hermaphrodite.
Yes.
Hermaphrodite. My God, I can't talk today.
And I believe that was about that story where...
That's... Just
even the doctors agreed the parents just happened to choose wrong because you really couldn't tell.
Yeah. Well,
when they looked at her hormones and her genes and everything later
Well, I mean,
on.
But again, so...
You don't know, but...
What would you do then if you had a kid now? Would you just let them have both pieces parts?
Yes.
Because what the hell is going to happen when they get to school? Oh, so little Johnny has a pee-pee, little Lisa has a whatever.
A vagina.
And I've got, yes, everything. Like, and that's going to fuck your kid up.
Yeah, I suppose. And medically, I guess you do got to question it because would they also, because they had both, would they get boobs? And that can be very difficult.
You know what? We need to do a
They
research
might be able
this.
To. But would it be wrong to let the child be born that way if that happened?
To let the child
Truly?
Be born that way?
Or, I mean, to let the child just go on life
well,
that way. And if they should decide as an adult.
I think by the time they start
school,
how old
do they
start
removed or to
get their
vagina stitched up.
How long do they start
school?
Oh,
only like six. They still want
I think by 6 o'clock you might have a really good idea which way they're leaning.
Well, it's 6:25 now. You mean by
six years old.
You said 6 o'clock.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Wow.
By 6 o'clock you
Okay, listeners,
know.
I am really sorry.
We're all really tired.
If you look online, you can see some of the pictures
6 o'clock
that we did.
Know.
Yes. By 6 years of age, you should pretty
you
well... You should know.
Shouldn't they be allowed as an adult to decide that for themselves?
You know what? You do have to draw a line, boy Neil, in my eyes.
Yeah.
I think you do. You have to. You know, obviously, you want to protect your child, and you want to make it as easy for them as you possibly can.
And
so
I think possibly,
if you're going to see, are they acting more male or female by that point? Let them choose right up. Like, let them be themselves. Let them just. Like, don't worry about it.
Don't you think that's kind of a heavy thing to put on a six-year-old?
No, I'm not saying make them choose.
One of your daughters, can you imagine
them.
At 6 o'clock? Or at 6 o'clock one of your daughters, at six, when they were 6 years old, they're going into kindergarten.
Yeah.
You're going to make a point at the, you're going to determine at that age whether they were a boy or girl?
Do you think that you were gay and acted gay by six?
I don't know.
You don't know? That's what
my mother wouldn't have denied if she thought I did.
It doesn't. She can deny it all she wants. Right. Doesn't make it
I
true.
Don't know. Correct.
are false.
What did your mother think? Well, we know your mother. What did she think?
Well, my mother?
At six.
My mother still didn't believe I was gay when I told her.
Yeah, she did.
They laughed, remember?
She always knew, though.
What, did she tell you that?
No, but it
was. Oh, okay.
Mothers, they claim, always know. Whether they admit it or not, they always know.
You know what? If she did, I wish she would have fucking told me.
But what would you really do? This is pretty interesting in today's day and age.
In today's day and age, I
wonder how they recommend, how doctors and psychologists now recommend what parents to do.
I don't know. I mean, that would be interesting to look up. Slave Wayne, our resident doctor. Do a little quick research for me, please.
It would be interesting to see. Do they? I mean, they have no definitive test for, you know, it's still a science. It's still, I mean, they can't even, like, do a test and say, oh, your son is going to be gay tendencies.
Well,
a blood test.
So you're going along with, yes, we found the gay gene? Do you fucking believe that?
No, they haven't yet. I'm saying.
Do you really think that there's going to be a gay gene?
I'm thinking at some point science will develop to the point where they can see what tendencies someone will have based on their...
You know what? A can of worm that is going to open up, my boy. Think about it. Oh, I can see the tendency is going to be gay. I don't want a gay son. I'm going to have an abortion.
I know. It's scary.
It's truly
scary.
There's
been movies made like that.
Yeah. Or
but that's why it's important our society evolves to the point where we are non-gender
but
specific.
I hate because to say it, but our society sometimes is not evolving. I feel sometimes the society is stepping backwards. I mean, look at some of the bullshit that we've just been experiencing reading over the last, you know, few weeks with this fucking Baptists, the Westboro Baptists. Mm-hmm. Now they're we'll talk about this later on in the show as well. They're going to protest the freaking Chicago Marathon funerals.
Well, some say they were threatening to. That doesn't mean they're going to. And there's a lot of controversy going on there with when you look at the social networks and media out there. There are a lot of stories that aren't true coming out. What was the one that we just read about? That it turned out was all a bunch of bullshit.
I said we needed to back up on that one right away.
And there was one, and it ended up being an all totally made up story.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. Yeah, it's difficult. And I mean, realistically, I mean, we don't have a huge audience for our show in that, but we still have to be conscious responsible with what we pass along information-wise.
Dr. Wayne says, and by the way, hello, Cigar Top.
Oh, I think that is the gentleman that has...
Cigar Leather Top. Sorry.
Cigar Leather Top, yes. Is the gentleman that had got a hold of me on Facebook today and suggested that we do a topic. And I didn't actually say what the topic was going to be. We're going to talk about it about 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull this into commercial right now, my boy. And we're going to do... autoerotic asphyxiation. We're going to talk a little. Well, actually, I think we're going to talk
a little about safety. Yeah,
a lot about safety because, as we've said here on the show, you know what? We really want to try to help educate and help promote, you know, safe, sane. You know, I mean, our house is more of a rack house than it is, you know, anything else. You know, it's risk assumed that we do take risks with the stuff we do. Like, I mean, look at yesterday. I stuck the slave in a freaking duffel bag, and I suspended him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's risk there. There was a lot of risk there. There was three of us making sure we you know, we had somebody.
And all
ready.
He did was not answer you for a split second.
I was
scared the shit out of you.
Freaking out, you little sons of bitches. Oh.
But all anyway, right. What Dr. Wayne we says need to go to commercial is unlikely to be a gay gene, singular, but wouldn't be surprised if there is a genetic basis for homosexuality, which is kind of what I'm saying. Someday they may find that trail out and it'll be a certain... Who knows?
You know what we got to do?
We'll be back.
One time I saw a Filipino cab driver cut out a cancer with a rusty butter knife.
You're listening to Boy Neal on House of MNSM Radio. Email in at boyneal@houseofmnsm.com.